This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Fantastic! Welcome to Wellington International Pride 2018! Oh, that's fantastic. My name is Spanky Jackson. I'm an original Wellington girl, but I've been in Melbourne for the last few years, and it's such an honour to be here with you tonight, and you're looking amazing. Big round of... Oh, you're too kind. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to go through that we would like to thank some of our sponsors, and without them, we wouldn't be here today. So let's a round of applause first while we're up, yeah? All right, so big thank you to Wellington City Council. Thank you to the Mayor, Justin Lester, and his team. Wellington City Council, Suzanne Tamaki, Maria Tamo, Toby Akerson, First Sovereign, QT Museum Wellington, General Manager Garth, the gorgeous Chrissy Cummings, Chris Lee, Regional News, Francis King and Madeline Epsom, Max Brewery, where the rave is later this evening, Annette Farrington and her team, the Grand, Foxy Ryan and her team, McCure, Eugene Perrett and her team, the Fringe Bar, Liz Christie, Andrew, Arborist, Nicole Harris and her team, Cut the Mustard, Liz Santos, Amber and her team, Film for Change, Helena Coolin and Horatio Ramirez and Jesse, Wig Entertainment, Amanda Lahore, Planet Enterprises, Claire Nye, Concrete Bar, Dixie McGregor, The Trinity Group, BMW, Sandy McFadden, and the team at Zero. Give it up for our sponsors. Special mention also to Debbie Powell, David Brindle, Ed McCurskley, Suzanne Taplin, Joe Kearns, and all the many hundreds and the thousands and all of you beautiful people here this evening. Let's have a great time! All right, so I'd like to welcome to the stage our Komatua T, and he is going to have a karakia for our safe parade. Here we go. Welcome to the stage.
Tēnā tātou. Tēnā tātou me tā tātou kaupapa ko wakahuihui mai ai tātou I te ahiahi nei. Tēnā hoki tātou I ngā mate, kua riro ki tua o te pai o Maumahara. O ki Wairua mai rā koutou, tā marutia mai nei mātou me tā mātou kaupapa e tō koutou Wairua. E o te anora tēnei e mihi kau atu ana ki a tātou, Ngāti kahukura ko tatū mai ki te tautoko I tā tātou kaupapa. He o te anora, hei kōrero wakamutunga māku e tuku atu nei te rārangi karakia. Tēnei te ara keirunga, ko te ara o tēnei tupua, ko te ara o tēnei tawito, ko te ara o rangi nui e tūnei o papatuanuku e takoto nei. Kia rarawi o rā te tapuwai o tāne, tēnei te pōnau mai te ao ki tātou e takatū nei ki ngā mahi kei mua I te aroaro. Ke iriwiria, kia wānanga tia, kia ke rāno ki te taumata e tō te kai tā tātou noo. Ko I a rā e rongo, o ka iri ia ke kirunga, tūturu o ka maua, kia tīnā, tīnā, hui e, kia ora tātou.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Te Whanawhana. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, ladies and that is not good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here to cut the colour of hot pink, we're going to cut the rainbow flag today. I would like to welcome to the stage the gorgeous Georgina Beyer.
Thank you, my darling.
Kia ora te whānau. We're going to have a fabulous evening tonight, I expect. If you saw heads in the morning, you're looking fabulous. We are out. We are proud. We are going to show our appreciation to our city for their fabulous acceptance. We're going to show our country we can do it as well as anyone. And all we can expect is for you to go out there and show that pride on behalf of all of us as you parade around the city. But right now, my job is... Now, apparently the pink stands for sex... I haven't had any for a while, so come on. and for self-realization. So, on that note, I think most of us here have self-realized. I might have been responsible for some of it way in the past, as I found myself. And of course, all of us are going to have sex, aren't we? Your worship, please don't. you can join in. It's quite all right. Just before I cut this fabulous ribbon, I'd like to acknowledge our Minister of the Crown, our first out gay finance minister. I don't think Muldoon would have fitted that mould. Ruth Richardson? So Louisa Wall and Jan Logie are also with us tonight, and you'll see a bit of them a little later. In the meantime, let me cut my ribbon and keep this brief. Who provided the Blunt Sisters? They're obviously from the bloody warehouse or a $2 shop.
Cut with the top. The top.
Use the. What does this mean? That we're tough nuts to crack.
There we go.
Be warned, all the other ribbon cutters. Thanks, Spanky. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Georgina Beyer. Next, I would like to welcome to the stage acclaimed New Zealand composer, percussionist, and drag diva, Gareth Farr.
For fuck's sake.
There's no way I'm getting up on that. hello. I've decided to come up as slightly Gareth and slightly Lilith, just to, you know, just for the diversity of you beautiful people. So if it's Gareth and Lilith, you might have to call me Gorillith tonight. Gorilla. Beautiful name. Anyway, happy Pride, and I adore you. And I'm sorry, but I do have to go with my cards because I just turned 50 last week. That's it? Oh, for fuck's sake. I could have said 60. Anyway, tonight my colour from the rainbow flag is red. Red is obviously for love, but also red is for the blood spilt on the streets. The thing is, homophobes find us threatening. They are threatened by us. Homophobia is a fear. It's an irrational fear. And irrational fear comes from ignorance. And ignorance comes from a lack of exposure. So, my answer to this is, Wellington, let's expose ourselves. Do it. Whether that means walking down the street hand in hand with your partner, or whether that means walking down Queen Street or Courtney Place in a ball gown and a big old wig, do it. That's what will make things change. And that's what will make homophobia be a thing of our dark, distant past. Happy Pride, gorgeous LGBTI girlfriends. Love you all.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We just tested it.
All right.
Yeah. Hey! I got the sharp ones. Thanks, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gareth. Next, I would like to welcome set designer and noted drag diva, Lady Trinise Bonet. Can you see me down here? Just? It's a little bit hard to get up there. I actually was given the colour orange, but I didn't get told until about an hour ago, so I came in the wrong colour. Sorry about that. But here's my sister representing orange. So I'll be blue today. Tories, come at me. I see you over there. Red at heart, but blue on the outside. Just joking. I'm here to represent my darling drag divas and sisters of Aotearoa. I cut my teeth at Pound Nightclub 17 fucking years ago. And I'm still hitting it. So thank you, Mel and Scotty, for giving me a chance when I walked in there as a very undesirable little gay boy in a pair of heels and a bit of lipstick. And look at her now! Lick it. I live in Auckland, of course, but I do call Wellington my home. I'm here all the time. Last year I worked on World of Wearable Arts. You may have heard that show. Just a little one. I was, of course, the director. Let's not keep that a secret. And I went to Toi Whakaari, so I have a lot of roots here in Pōneke. So thank you for having me here today. I do wish you all a very, very happy Pride. Stay safe. Have fun. Last year I worked on the Auckland Pride Parade and designed the ending HIV float. So that's very important to me. Do all of those things. Test often. Stay safe. And use protection. There we go. So happy Pride. Had the best time. I'll be on the float, so I better run and cut my ribbon. I'm orange. Hopefully these scissors work today. One, two, three. Yay! Thank you, my darling. Happy Pride, everybody. Kia ora!
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lady Trinise. Next, I would like to welcome Labour MP Louisa Wall to the stage, please. And her colour is yellow, representing sunlight and enlightenment.
E ngā mana whenua o te whanganui a Tara, tēnā koutou. E ngā mana, e ngā reo, rangatira mā, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. I've taken this really seriously, whānau, so please bear with me, but I've got a little kōrero. And it starts off about our amazing rainbow flag, which is a symbol of hope and peace. So I have the pleasure of speaking to yellow in our flag of solidarity. It represents sunlight and sunshine. We will not be in the dark anymore. It represents enlightenment. It also represents remembrance. So I want to take this opportunity to remember our fire, Dana Di Milo. And this time last year, I shared a car with her in the Pride Parade. And also last week, I want to acknowledge that as a representative of the Carmen Rupe float, the incredible work that Carmen did, because they are our heroes, our pioneers, our ancestors who have taken us from the darkness into today's beautiful and bright light. Yellow also represents clarity of thought, wisdom, orderliness and positive and abundant energy. So as whānau, we must strive for the ability through loving, caring and nurturing environments for our LGBTIQ plus community to be proud of their rainbow identity and our rainbow identities. So whether we're lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, questioning or other gender identities or sexual orientations, takatāpui, whakawhine, whakalaiti, pan, queer, third gender, two-spirit, to know who we are, where we have come from, and be aware and proud of our whakapapa, to strive through collective action for understanding of the aims and values of cooperation and collaboration. We need our advocates and to form alliances built on mutual respect and trust. And I'd like to acknowledge our Mayor, Justin, and our amazing Wellington City Council team, Amanda and the WIP team, and our LGBTI community for combining, for coming together in that spirit of cooperation for this second WIP event. So it's been my absolute pleasure to represent us here tonight. And so all of us, kia kaha, be strong. Kia maia, be steadfast. Kia mana wanui, be willing. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa. Happy Pride, Wellington!
Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, Louisa Wall! Next, I would like to welcome Green Party MP, Jan Logie. Looking fabulous today. You've all gone all out, I love it.
Kia ora koutou katoa. I put on my subtle outfit tonight. I'm not sure if you can tell what colour I'm going to be, but it might be green. So it's really lovely to be here with you all tonight for Wellington's second Pride Parade and our first International Pride Parade. My ribbon is green, which represents nature and harmony. And I've just got to acknowledge Te Whanawhana and Kevin in particular for looking gorgeous and representing that point so perfectly. Because there have been some attempts by some people to suggest that our sexualities and gender identities and beings aren't natural. Well, screw that. We are who we are, and we are proud to be who we are. And how could you resist this gorgeousness? And why would you want to? Yeah, exactly. And for me, I do want to, because I know there has been some tension in recent times within or from outside the community in relation to our diversity. And I just want to acknowledge that for me, that sense of harmony and our rainbow is all of us being able to step into our spaces and be truly who we are. And that there is pride in being gay, and that there is pride in being lesbian, and that there is pride in being bisexual, and that there is pride in being trans, and that there is pride in being takatāpui, and there is pride in being queer and pan, and whoever we are, we have a right to stand proud, and the world is a hell of a lot better when we can. Kia ora.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jan Logie. Next, welcome to the stage, Wellington fashionista and icon, Jay Glam Morgan.
Hi, how is everybody? I wanted to be on the stage so you could all see my gorgeous outfit. I'm here this evening to celebrate us all being as one and us being a part of a whanau, but mainly I'm here to represent my trans brothers and sisters. Woo! And on a not a dampening note, on a lovely note, I'm also here to represent my Auntie Dana. She's here with us, I can feel her. We've recently lost her, so yeah, te tāna, everyone. And I just wanted to keep this really short and sweet. I'm absolutely honoured to be up here, and I love you all. Have a really awesome Pride. Yeah. Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jay Glenn Morgan. Next to the stage, Labour MP Grant Robertson, please. Come on down.
Kia ora tātou. It is just a fantastic sight to stand here in Wellington and just take a look around, everybody, at what's round you and beside you. This is Pride in our community. You look fabulous. A fantastic turnout tonight. I just want to say two quick things. The first of those is, on a night like this, I always like to reflect on who's gone before us. The people who didn't have the opportunity to march in a Pride parade, but stood up for our communities. The people who fought for homosexual law reform. The people who continue to fight for rights for our trans community. The people who have fought all the way through decades to make sure that we can stand here tonight. I'm proud of those people. And on that, I want to make my own special reference tonight, not only to Dana DeMillo, who we missed so much, but also to Shelley Tawaiabiki Howard, who we lost this year. Shelley would have been here, Shelley would have been proud. And to Shelley and the rest of the trans community, I want to say we've made so much progress for the rights of the rainbow community, but there's still more to do for our trans community, and we all need to take up that challenge on behalf of our rainbow community. So let's do that. Ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic Pride. I'm proud of this city. It's a city where we've moved past the idea of tolerance to one where we accept and we revel in our diversity. Be proud. Happy Pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grant Robertson, please. All right, and last but certainly not least, the gorgeous Justin Lester, if you'd make your way to the stage. If it wasn't for the Wellington City Council and Justin Lester, we would not be here. So give him a big round of applause. Come on, you can do better than that.
Thank you, Spanky. Kia ora te whānau. I do want to acknowledge and reflect on those words by Grant, Louisa, and Jan, and Georgina. Georgina, thank you for the invitation. I look forward to taking you up on that later on. We are incredibly proud in this city to support this event, and I'm here on behalf of all Wellingtonians. Wellington's always been at the forefront of the rainbow community and highlighting rainbow issues, whether it be homosexual law reform going back 32 years, or more recently, marriage equality. Things aren't perfect, and it's our job to make them, to strive to improve them, and to make them even better. And that's why we're here today. I want to make sure that you're loud and proud this evening. You look fantastic. We love the colour. The city's riding behind you, and I'm happy to support. Kia ora mai te whānau. It now gives me great pleasure to officially open the Wellington International Pride Parade in 2018.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Lester! All right, it's your time, it's our time! Wellington, make yourself shine! Wellington International